on Saturday night in Georgia at the Superdome, went to the motocross, supercross, the super motocross. It's basically a motorcycle race around and around in a circle in dirt. Now, I learned a few things when I was there, believe it or not. One of the things that I learned is if supply and demand means anything, tattoo ink must be very expensive because, whew, out of them there at the motocross. And as we were walking into the super duper Metrodome, whatever the thing is, which we'd never been to before in Atlanta, Jack and I had to walk a long way. We dropped off the girls. That's right. The girls went and we walked an awful long way. And as we were walking and there were some open air preachers that were outside and it was kind of chilly. And I got to tell you something. I'm so grateful for open air preachers. I really am grateful for open air preachers. In fact, I'll tell you this. I am far more grateful for open air preachers than Dave Ramsey. Apparently, Dave Ramsey was maybe at a football game, the Super Bowl, and he saw some open-air preachers. Doesn't sound like he was too thrilled with
it. And I've never seen a concentration of those crazy street preachers, the ones that everybody's going to hell thing, you know, that bunch.
Here's a question. Are people going to hell? Yep, they are. It's good to go out and warn them. And you know what? While I might not send out that message in my open-air preaching or sign-carrying, I got to tell you, unless they're doing something really crazy, if they're preaching truth, repent or perish, I know that that strikes hard and it seems unreasonable to a world that is not educated in the law or in theology. I got it. But I'm not going to call them crazy street preachers, I'll tell you that much.
I've never seen such a heavy concentration of them in one place. They were all over the place. You couldn't get past them. I mean, it was amazing.
Way to go, guys.
Most embarrassing moment of the day is one of them recognized me and called me out while he's preaching with his speakers. And Jesus is saving. You know, that's right, Dave Ramsey. As I'm walking along, I'm going, oh, no, 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 no. Don't call my name from over there. No, don't do that. No. I'm like ducking and hiding. And, you know, I don't get recognized by some celebrity, but that guy, yeah. Oh, my. Wow.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Dave, I respect open-air preachers because they're out there and they're doing it. Just like the greats of the old days in the Bible, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Nahum, Jesus, John the Baptist. Now, it did, however, give me reason to stop and go, okay, if I were going to be out with signs, I'm not a sign guy, I'll do open-air preaching, but I'm not a sign guy, I started to ponder, what would my message be? And this would be a shout-out to all the open-air preachers, maybe the ones that Dave Ramsey saw, I don't know. Let's think through our signage again. We need to be wise about the age that we live in. Remember, Isaiah and Jeremiah, the people that he was preaching to, Jesus, the people that he was preaching to, John the Baptist, the people that he was preaching to, they knew the law. They knew the concept of the Bible, the character and the nature of God. They understood those things. Our world, for the most part, doesn't today. So does that mean it's wrong to put up a sign that says repent or perish? Absolutely not. It's truth. Believe in Jesus or you will go to hell. Would I do that sign? No, I wouldn't. Would I mock somebody who does? I most certainly would not. Not crazy street preachers. Now, are there some guys out there who are dingy? Yeah. We heard this last week. If you remember Rosie O'Donnell, she was going to a football game or a soccer, some sort of sporting activity, and she ran into some open-air preachers.
The only way this guy's to say, look, you can't save him, but you could be saved, both of you.
Oh, come on.
So, you're so young.
You're an ungodly, wicked woman on your way to hell. You need to get saved. You're wicked.
Enjoy your life. You
give me one Bible verse. Quote me one Bible verse.
Jesus wept.
Really, where's that found?
At you.
Where's that found?
Because you didn't get the whole meaning of
what
it was.
You need to go home and do the dishes. That's your job. You're a pig. Lesbian pig.
Okay, that's not open-air preaching. That's just nasty business. I'm talking about the guys who are out there faithfully proclaiming. I'm not going to mock those guys. I saw another guy. He was outside of a Roman Catholic church. I wouldn't do that. Yeah, not my choice. I think it's kind of bad form, personally. Am I going to mock somebody for doing that? Nah, I might pull them aside and go, hey, dude, let's find, if you're concerned about Roman Catholics, let's go find them someplace else. Not there, though. Let's be careful how many stones we throw at those who are trying to go out and preach the gospel. I know there are some guys who cross the line. We just heard one. But There are some faithful people out there who are trying to win the lost. And that's what I was pondering over the last week when I couldn't talk. We've got this message. We've got this message that's amazing. Do you know that someday you and I are going to get to spend eternity with the most amazing man ever? Do you ever imagine what it would be like to meet a celebrity? Hey, the Oscars just happened. Oh, wouldn't it be cool to be with Billy Crystal? Oh, wouldn't it be cool to be on the red carpet and meet Bradgelina or whatever they're called together? Oh, and you would maybe look forward. Imagine you get to spend eternity with Jesus. Wow? Wow? Ponder that? And we could share that message with the world. Doesn't mean we water down the law. Doesn't mean we water down repentance and faith. But maybe we need to start letting this world know we've got a message that is amazing and phenomenal. And as we watch the political skirmishes go on, I got to tell you something. I think we're putting so much hope in politicians to change things when the only hope for change is found in the one who is the most amazing one in the universe. Let's proclaim him. If your voice works. Hour one of Wretched Radio.